My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Oh, Eric Donaldson says so. Sing, tune in.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM. People's Station.
You take forever to get ready. I wonder why you always do that. You spend forever looking in the mirror. I wonder why you always do that. I see you trying to impress me, but you always. Oh, baby, you don't know that.
wind just beats with the voice of thunder, I surely hear. Yeah. Is there the place already prepared? Is this place joy beyond compare? When the time is right, I will be there by the Father's side.
change to come. We all have our moments, yeah, not you, not so. Can't feel the struggle, but I stay the fight. After the dark tunnel, yeah, always light. Don't know my sadness, can't feel my pain, only see my gladness. I'm superhuman, don't want no drama, can't take the madness. Fill me up with laughter, I'm superhuman. Superhuman, yeah, 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 I stand tall and strong. Superhuman, yeah, 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 yeah. Superhuman, yeah, 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 the jungle inside. The way I meet and greet always seems so sweet. My heart is sometimes crying, almost dying. Don't know my sadness, can't feel my pain, only see my gladness. I'm superhuman, don't want no drama, can't take the
superhuman. How y'all doing, Montreal and the world at large? Let me welcome you to CKUT on behalf of WFFR, also in Washington, D.C., sunshineradio.com. Thank you all for joining us. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. We have that lady you just listened to this afternoon, just a while ago. Her name is Twiggy, not the English Twiggy. We'll talk more about that when we interview her on the Zoom. Along with Mr. Drew, we will be doing our thing. And Maga Kay from out of Toronto, Canada now. He resides there. And, of course, DJ Nicholas and Miss Fadlin Sankar, wherever you are. Oh, that rhymes. I opened the show. Beautiful to me. A young man singing to his wife. What's his name again? I don't remember. And Jador with Luciano. And a prayer for Mama. Mama, Mr. Winston Francis. Beautiful songs. And Superhuman with Twiggy. as I said before, who will be our interview this afternoon. Well, I was lucky enough to sort of pick up a community contact. I don't get to get it so often like before, as I don't go certain areas, I don't go certain places. I don't go nowhere because of this pandemic. As a matter of fact, yesterday I went to the viewing of Mrs. Brady and haven't been anywhere since, more than the regular. I was hanging out with my young friends on Friday afternoon in the garage, which I'll tell you more about. And, you know, there was one young lady who was talking about that she's not going to get the vaccine. And I was teasing her that she's fooling herself. But you know what? I have given up. If you don't want to take it, it's your body. You know what you're doing. You believe in what's right and all that. And there's nothing I can say. But for me, I will take it, and we know the pros and the cons of this thing. Sure, you could take it, and all sort of things could happen. Maybe even die, but see how many people die out of a million, and then take your odds from there. And of course, we heard these stories of if you take this thing, it will make your head become magnetized. You can slap a key on it, and it will stick there, or any sort of metal will stay on your head. What can I say to a person like that? You know, what do you say, rather? Not much. So it was a very tasty conversation. We had fun with that. You know, I mean, everything that, of course, Fox News threw at us, the poor lady was repeating. So the food was good, though. The conversation was healthy. But I just feel sort of sorry for her because she has no idea what she's playing with. Well, I say hello to the president of Jamaica Association, my good friend, Mr. Noel Alexander. How you doing, my brethren? Good afternoon to you. As I was saying, I got hold of the community contact. It's a paper I love to read, but I can't get it often enough. I love my community. That's my problem. And so whenever the contact comes out, it's always fascinating to me. On the front page, what time is it though? Because I have my friend Ted is back from Grenada. They just deported him from Grenada. Just joking. Montreal born Dr. Natasha Johnson was named Associate Choir of Equity. Anyway, check it out. All right. And there's Desiree Rochat, is Program Director of the recently launched Quebec Black Communities. Communes. Nitties. What's wrong? Put on your glasses, stretch. And a young man, emerging rhythm and blues star, Trish Lamont, because, you know, I'm kind of rushing because I want to get in the middle. So lots of reading from the contact. Montreal, Dr. Natasha Johnson, name associated charity, yes. And she's playing golf with her dad. Errol, put on a golf club, man. You and my brother Lee need to put down the golf clubs. No, only joking, my brother. I need to get out there with you guys. I'm being invited by my brother all the time to come and play golf. Marvin Rotrond, retired from municipal politics. He did a lot for the black community here. He was always there whenever they needed help. So check him out and see what's up with him. And Montreal's Trey Lamont's eyes are set on the next level. Check out this guy, rhythm and blues singer. And, of course, they have the food section. I see some food there. The Jamaica Association reopens for weekend socials starting Friday, June the 25th. Check it out. Feel the love and the excitement again at the Jamaica Association. 4065 Rue Jean Talon, West Check out that. West Can Children's Recital on June the 20th. You know, I want you to check out the community contact. This is what I love about it. All the information, all the young kids. I love to see these young kids doing their thing. Milton Jr. Primus is working his way with West Can, doing their thing. Kiddies Carnival goes virtual on June the 26th. So check out the contact. You know what I mean? The true love of the Father. I didn't get to read this, Pastor Julian. I have to. I didn't get to read nothing. I just saw the pick it up to just not too long ago. Good Father still matters. I picked it up when I went to go get my one hair by the number one hair salonist, the number one man, I think. It's my humble opinion, all right? The ghost, he looked after the old guy here. And as of course, he tries to make me look younger, which is an impossible thing. But check out the Zoom today. The meeting ID is 801-684-8199. And the passcode is capital letters CKUT. And check us out today. You're going to see Twiggy, a beautiful young lady with the voice to match. All right? So I'm going to look for Brother Ted, but before I do, I'm going to play something that I haven't heard in a while. So for the next four or five minutes, this is Lord Shorty. For those of you who do not know, he was the one who coined the phrase soca. And soca, a lot of people don't know, but from his side of it, I will tell you, because I've interviewed him time and time again and worked on the same stage with him right here in Montreal at La Siesta, and we talked. When I asked him about that, he says, soca means soul, calypso, all right? So maybe you can take a money on that and take a bet. And says, Stretch said so. And believe you me, I'm saying it from, he's not around now, he passed on, but Soul Calypso, they call it, his name was Lord Shorty. Now, Lord Shorty was taller than me, 6'5", 6'4", 5'6", somewhere there. And he had a body like a giant. And all the ladies used to go crazy in La Siesta, watching this man sing. Change your attitude. On CKUT 90.3 FM. Change your attitude for those of you. You know who you are, right?
What is wrong with this world we live in today? I say, so much people going astray on the Broadway. Idleness and pleasure seeking, having sway on the minds today, as though people forget to pray. I see children being left alone without parental direction. After school alone, at home, in front of the television. In Sesame Street is the example they must follow. Is a froggy baby mentality gonna rule us tomorrow? You see, when you train a child how to go, when they get old, they're moving so. When you're too young and you're bending too long, it's hard to straighten when it's old, when it's sick in the hospital to change your attitude. Stop being carnal and be spiritual.
South. International commerce is rumors of wars and wars all about.
Change your attitude. Change your attitude. Take a close look at your attitude and change it. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm coming to you live and direct on Radio McGill from the beautiful, beautiful Provence, or as they say in the islands, parish of Quebec, Canada. All right, and we're passing through on WFFR, Sunshine Radio. That's in Washington, D.C., and they're all over the world, just like CKUT. So if you want to support, please do support them. And we're here with you. But on the phone with me is the lost one. I don't know where he's lost, but I'm going to find out. No, Brother Ted!
Bonjour. Good afternoon, Mr. Carr.
Oh, and you remember the language.
Good afternoon to you and the listening audience of CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and all social media platforms and all shared radio stations in the world. I miss you all, family. It's good to be home.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. And we missed you also. And just want to know, what was it like traveling in this pandemic situation? Because a lot of people are saying, I want to go here, I want to go there, now it's opening, blah, blah, blah. What was it like, Teddy?
Well, for the last 15 months or so since we've been locked down, I receive a lot of calls from people in the Caribbean, people want to go home, and I kept telling them, it is not the time to travel, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be ultra expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did spend 4 weeks in Grenada. The first 8 days was in quarantine because they're very strict on that part, and I had a test done. But to get to Grenada, I flew from Montreal to Newark, New Jersey.
Whoa.
And then had to take a cab from Newark. I had to stay overnight, so I had to find a hotel for the night.
Whoa.
And then drive, take a cab. Cost $140 for the cab from Newark, New Jersey to JFK, plus the hotel, because it's a different state. You cross all these bridges, and the tolls and everything. And then fly the next morning on JetBlue to Grenada. When you get to the Grenada, it's a whole different protocol. They're very strict in Grenada. And that's why Grenada has recorded only one death so far. There are six, as of today, there are 696 individuals in quarantine, six in hospital, and only one case reported as of the 25th. It has been several months now. Since April 2021, there has not been a positive case in Grenada until the 25th of June. Everyone gets coming off that plane goes into quarantine. Fully vaccinated or not, you're only deemed vaccinated when you're fully vaccinated. Now, I had my first shot, and that means I was not fully vaccinated, and I had to do the 7 nights, 8 days in a hotel quarantine at my own expense.
Whoa!
Yes, sir. Mm. It was $3,000 EC for the 7 nights at the hotel, and that does not include meals. Thankfully, my sister is there, and she was bringing me food 3-4 times a day.
Whoa.
So that was a saving.
You go, Grenada. go, Grenada.
So, I did get to go home on the 8th day, which is very good, but it was not a happy vacation time for me. It was a difficult time, but I had to go. It was not what I had planned. It was not a trip I envisioned after 15 months in lockdown, but I had to go.
I hear you.
Now, Grenada remains as the safest haven in the world with only one COVID case today. When you compare to the other islands all around us, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent,
Jamaica,
Canada, United States, we have to commend the government of Grenada and the Ministry of Health and all the frontline workers and the doctors and all the staff for keeping my fellow nationals and friends and family of Grenada, Karakoum, Piti, Martinique safe through this pandemic. They have done a fantastic job, and I do not for one minute regret that I had to spend the first 8 days not going home to my house in Grenada, and I had to stay in a hotel. But that was the right thing to do.
Ted, stick a pin. You're a representative of the government right here in Montreal.
Yes, sir.
No sort of underhand thing. Oh, he's a government man. Nothing.
Absolutely not. I arrived in Grenada on the Monday. I spoke to them directly with the Minister of Health on the telephone at 9:10 the Tuesday morning, and he checked in on me. He was doing well, and he said, "Well, Mr." He said, "Ted, you know, you have a diplomatic status. You're a government." Recognized government person,
right.
But you know, we do have the protocol, and I said, "Minister, I understand, say no more, I will do the time. I do not want to be on TV for the wrong reasons."
I hear you.
Exactly. So, I did it. I never, for the 8 days I was in that hotel, I was not in a hotel room. I did book a cottage. So I had a huge balcony with a table and chairs. I had a living room. I had a kitchen. I had a dinette. I had a living room.
And so the breeze.
I could wander.
And the breeze.
You know, and the breeze. And I get out in the balcony. I could see the ocean just as few. You know, if I threw a stone, I think I could hit the ocean.
Oh, Lord, let us not be tempted.
From my balcony. And I could see the city of St. George's.
Oh, boy.
And I could see all the
You could smell the nutmeg, couldn't you? You could and smell Grenada, eh?
I could smell. Well, you smell the spices.
I
as soon
know.
As you get you exit the aircraft, you stop and you take. You close the eyes and you take a huge inhalation of those beautiful spices.
Oh, I'm telling you,
I'm getting a piece of it right
Me
now.
Me too. Me too. I love that when I went to Grenada. The smell of the country is unbelievable. Anyway, go ahead. Don't let me get involved here now.
No, it was. But once I took care of my unpleasant reasons for going, then I had some time to relax a little bit and enjoy the house, enjoy the beach with my beach chair on the beach and just relax with a rum punch. Grenada, it's so beautiful. Mr. Carr, I think I've seen the future.
Yeah.
Yes. That is, when you talk about paradise.
Ah, yes.
You know, I'm not taking anything away from the great Almighty, the one above that's looking over all of us.
No.
But Grenada, the next thing to his paradise is Grenada, Karakoum, Piti, Martinique. I can vouch for that, sir.
There may be a little opposition where that is concerned, but we will go with it now because Grenada.
Let us agree to disagree at this time and move along.
That's it. Move right along, the diplomat says.
But it's good to be back with you in Montreal. It's good to be home. This is still home until, and it's so good to be back. No, I have to mention that on July the 10th, will be the Grenada, the Spice Isle Association of Quebec will be having another virtual Spice Isle Day in Montreal in Quebec, which will be seen on Facebook and all social media. We have one heck of a show starting from 3 o'clock. I think it's going to 7 or 8. We have one heck of a 3 or 4 hour show that you do not want to miss. And I'm saying, if you're in Russia, if you're in Egypt, if you're in Israel, South Africa, tune in. You're not going to regret that beautiful. Once you watch that for the next hour or two, you want to get on the next plane for Grenada. I assure you of that.
Oh, God.
I know you're going to charge us for this commercial.
This is one good commercial. Louise, I hope you're listening. We have to send the bill. No.
Absolutely. So you have my address. No problem. Because we have to support this station, CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. Everyone within the sound of my voice, please, you don't have to wait every once a year. You can do this anytime.
Anytime you feel like.
Ensure that CKUT 90.3 FM. Remain here with us.
All right.
This is our station.
Talk to me some more about Grenada, because that is what is getting me excited. And believe
well,
you me.
But although it's a little difficult to get there now, things are improving. With the higher number of countries reaching herd immunity, and even Canada has started to ease back a little bit on the restrictions.
We're doing well.
Sorry, say again?
No, I said we're doing well here in Canada. I hope that they open the gates too fast, you know. But we're doing well in Quebec. I got to take my hats off to the Premier of Quebec. But and their health ministers and thing, because they're doing quite well. They, compared to other states, other countries, Quebec and Canada is doing well. Go ahead.
Well, I came back. I've been following the news in Quebec while I was in Grenada. And I knew I was coming back to a different Quebec. I'm coming back to a Quebec now that allowing 20 people to, or 25 people to meet in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
For a gathering. I mean, it was down to, I think, less than 10 when I left.
Yep.
Now you can go to a restaurant and stay on the terrace. I do not think you could do that when I left Quebec.
No.
6 weeks ago.
This was like last Monday now, or something. Yep, yeah.
You no longer have a quarantine, a curfew. When I left, you had a curfew. So I've come back. I can see the difference already.
Yep. Yeah.
But the government of Canada must keep the quarantine protocols in place. And although I had to quarantine for the first 3 days at a hotel here in Montreal, Crowne Plaza Hotel, they took good care of me for 3 days.
When you came back, you had to be in the Plaza Hotel for 3 days?
Yes, and I had to arrange. I had to do all this in Grenada before leaving Grenada.
And you paid for that?
Yes, sir.
Oh
yes,
Lord.
That cost me $1,200 for the 3 nights, and that's with meals included, and it's $1,200. Other hotels have a higher rate, $1,500, $1,700, $1,800. Depends on the hotel you pick to stay your first three days of quarantine, but it's all on you. You're responsible to pay that money.
Wow.
And you must do it before you leave the country that you're departing from.
Wow.
Because you can be, if you arrive in Canada, with all those arrangements in place, you can be fined between $3,000 and $5,000.
Wow!
I read the fine print and I said, no, I'd rather pay $2,000 than $3,000 or $5,000. I had to have a PCR test in Grenada before I left, within the 72 hours. When I arrived in Grenada, you have to fill out a StatsCan arrival form online before you leave. You depart your destination for Canada and send it in. You have to tell them how you're going to, where and how you're going to quarantine after the first 3 days. Now, when you get off the aircraft and you go through the regular immigration and customs, then you go into the screening for the COVID-19. And the company Biron has a whole section with people all addressing all the PPEs ready for you. And you do a test at that point before you leave the airport in Montreal.
Wow.
You go to your hotel and you stay there and you await your test result.
Wow.
Then you can phone and ask permission if you can leave, and then you tell them that you're going to your secondary point to finish quarantine.
You go Canada, protect
us. Yes.
Them.
So once I left the hotel, I had to tell them how I'm going to get to my home, if I'm alone. So I had to explain, no, I live alone. I have my car. I live at the airport. So I had to delineate all those points. So once I left the hotel, I got clearance to leave the hotel. I came straight to my home and then I had to call in. I'm at my house now. And every day I have to call in and do a report.
And what was in that report? I'm inside the house. I didn't leave and I didn't go. No?
It's all automated. You go through the steps saying when you arrive, your telephone number to contact, and then they ask you symptoms. They ask you 3 health questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a cough, if you're sneezing, if you have a headache, and that. And then they said, okay, you're good for today. You're good to go. And then you do the same thing another day. And you do that every day. Uh-huh. Now, since I'm home, I received two calls from Compliance Canada. And this was not an automated call. This is a person that called and asked me questions. Where are you? I'm restricted. I'm not even allowed to go to my front of the yard.
Whoa.
I can go stay in the back. I said, well, I need to cut the lawn. They said, nope, we don't want you in the front. A neighbor might come over to talk to you. You know, so that's how restrictive it is.
Wow.
But
that's good.
Canada is trying to keep us safe.
Yeah, I have no faults with that, you know.
Not at all.
I went to the wake for this lady that I've known for many years. But some people tend to want to hug you. And even though I've gotten my second needle, 2 weeks ago, I'm telling you, brother, I just don't want nobody hugging me at this minute.
No, not yet. Know, it's too soon.
You know, and I have the second. Oh, I want to hug. One guy came. I was sitting and he rested his ears. His mouth near to my ears. I nearly died.
What I do is a few times between my travels between Grenada and Canada, I was asked, we're going through the security systems in Grenada, the United States, and Canada. At times, they asked me to remove my mask so I could take my photo or can match my face to my passport. And I always took 2 or 3 steps back before removing my mask, before pulling it down for a second or two. I'm very conscious about that.
And when
I greet people, I either put my hand to my chest and bow slightly,
yes,
or I put my two hands together as in prayer and smile.
Yes.
And that's how I greet people now.
And people...
Go ahead, Ted. I think the Japanese had the right greeting stance for decades and centuries. They just put their hands to the side, smile, and bow.
Yeah.
And I think I have adopted that when I've met with other diplomats in Canada and other parts of the world and China. And I started adopting the Japanese greeting habit a few years ago, because when I went to China, I saw nearly everyone was wearing a mask. And that was not COVID. That was 2017. So I do not think masks are going to go away.
No, not now. Not for me anyway. Not now.
I think we should still be cautious. Well, I haven't had my second shot yet because I'm still in quarantine, but I'm due to have mine as soon as I get out of here.
All right, Ted, we have a minute to go. What do you have to say?
It's good to be home, and I feel good again. I feel relieved, semi-relieved, just talking to you and the public and the audience. I'm good. It's a great feeling. And I hope to talk to you again next week. Have a great week.
Thank you, my brother. Be good. Don't go
Bye
to the
now.
Front yard, okay? Stay in the backyard, okay? Cut the grass in the back several times. All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye
all
now.
Right. Yes, Brother Ted. Be good. Of course, you all know who Ted is. Ambassador to the Grenadian government and so forth and so forth. He didn't get no special privilege when he went home. Had a death in the family, and that's one of the reasons he went home. So, what a story, though. Let's play some commercials, and hope you're still with us. CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial right here in Montreal, WFFR, Sunshine Radio, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C., where they tried to hang my pants. Stretch, you're mean. Want to say hello to my friend Mary. Mary is one of the best contributors we've had, one of the best contributors we've had to this radio station. She sends her big dollar bills to this station, and Mary said she loved when I spoke about La Siesta. La Siesta was one of the top clubs in Montreal for people from the Caribbean, and this is where I had the pleasure of working with Lord Shorty, and it was a dream come true knowing, you know, when you know somebody is great. I don't know if any of you had the of being around people like Bob Marley. I had the pleasure of doing that several, before he became famous, when he sang I'm Still Waiting. And you felt the greatness, you know what I mean? And this was the same thing with, of course, Lord Shorty. So let's play some Bills and we get back to you.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you dress like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I want to play this song because, like I said, I was at the funeral home and I just didn't like the hugs, all right? I'll be honest with you. So if you saw me backing up, that's the reason why. Because we're still not out of the bushes yet, all right? Singing Sandra, who left us earlier this year, or was it last year, latter part of last year? Very soulful singer. She sang with her heart, and she brought the feelings to you. This one is all about crying. Listen to the words and try and live with it on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Yeah. forgotten people. Shut up.